Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Greta Solbrick. I'm a Green Life student leader at St. Ambrose University.
And I'm Paige Magistrelli. I'm also a student leader at St. Ambrose.
And we are going to talk about what is the QC Environmental Film Series. So for several years, the community organization has partnered with other groups, such as the Eagle View Sierra Club, Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation, and the Jewish Federation of the Quad Cities, to host regular environmental films, primarily at the Figge Art Museum. The series is very well attended by the community, with engaging documentaries from around the world and local reflection speakers who tie the topics back to relevance in the QC. This year, River Action has made engaging younger generations a key focus of the film series, so they've partnered with several high schools and colleges to host the film series each week at the Figge Art Museum. St. Ambrose and Green Life will host Sunday, February 18th, showing at 3 p.m.
At St. Ambrose University, Green Life is an environmental and sustainability club which primarily focuses on making the university more environmentally friendly and green. Green Life partners and works with other organizations such as River Action with the QC Environmental Film Festival to have sustainable and environmentally focused activities and events for the students at St. Ambrose.
This year, we are hosting The Hidden Life of Trees. The film is based on a 2016 novel written by German author Peter Wohlleben. The full title of the book was The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World. Wohlleben advances the idea that forests, as communities of interdependent individuals, are connected through a wood-wide web of signals and nutrient transfer that benefit the individual trees and the forest as a whole. It isn't quite a documentary, as it really pushes an emotional connection with these organisms that give them a little more character than they might have in nature, but it is a powerful exploration of one of the many wonders of the natural world. So we chose this topic for the film as one of the primary goals of Green Life is to raise awareness and help people get excited about the environment. This film does a great job of making those emotional connections, and we're also excited to host a master arborist from the Morton Arboretum in Chicago as our reflection. She will help connect the film's topics to our own interests and potentially open up new career paths for some of our students.
The film series is designed for the general public, first of all, to be able to view some top-notch films. Many of these films hone in on topics that are very relevant to the contemporary Quad Cities, from agricultural challenges to water quality concerns. After each film, a reflection speaker discusses these applications to the Quad Cities and fields questions from the attendees. At St. Ambrose, this model of civic dialogue and engagement really emphasizes the university's goals to be in, of, and for the community.
For more information about this spring 2024 film series, with showings most Sundays at 3 p.m., go to riveraction.org/filmseries.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.